I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't wait to see the Autoflex Leasing fan techs react to this topic. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. The Georgia School for Innovation and the Classics outside of Augusta is bringing back paddling. After a third offense, a kid is taken behind closed doors to receive no more than three licks. That's the quote in the statement. You're going to get three licks after a third offense. Now, you can either do that or your kid can be suspended up to 5 days. A third of the parents, I'm actually pretty shocked. A third of the parents signed off giving the okay on allowing their kid to be paddled. Now, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because according to the U.S. Library of Medicine, still very much a thing in the South. School corporal punishment currently legal, this I'm shocked by, in 19 states? 19 states and over 160,000 kids in these states are subject to corporal punishment in schools each year.
Now, it's 40% of the states.
I'm
blown away by that.
I can't believe it. I thought we'd be hearing more stories about a kid getting abused or a parent suing. Corporal punishment is defined as the use of physical force with the intention of causing a child to experience pain so as to correct their behavior. All right. Are you in or are you out? You get a memo sent to your house today. You get an email, you get a text message, however the heck they do it, that your school is reintroducing corporal punishment. We had paddles growing up. You are given the option of saying, yes, you can do it, or no, I'll take a 5-day suspension. What are you picking and why?
Man, that 5-day suspension, that's big.
Because I think suspensions, it sounds like suspensions have changed since we were in school. We used to be told,
oh my God, terrified.
If you get suspended,
you're not going to college.
You're not going to college.
Yeah, it goes on your record.
Was that just,
No, that wasn't just with me.
If you get expelled, you might as well forget it.
Yeah, like, you got to go to Vote Tech.
Yeah.
So
Vote Tech.
You get expelled, you got to go to Vote Tech.
Yeah, like one.
Learn to trade, man.
One suspension, like, and after school was bad, but a suspension could knock you out of a college, possibly.
Yeah, I got detention. They gave it in my school like it was waters, man. I got detention all the time. I don't think I ever took the regular bus home. I took the late bus. I missed so many practices. I got late to so many practices because of detentions. But I got suspended twice. One was in school. One was out of school. The out of school one was the most remarkable vacation day of my life. It was the day before Christmas break. Couldn't have been better. The in-school suspension was so boring and so monotonous and dull and awful and never made me want to go back to anything ever again that had to do anything bad. I don't know, 5 days of suspension, that's a lot. I mean, you're missing a week's worth of school.
Yo.
That's a lot to catch up on.
This Fantech so far has about 40 messages that I've scrolled through. Only one has said, don't put your hands on my kid. I'm giving you props for that. I'm stunned.
Well,
I would have thought that everyone would say, nope, I'm going to handle the discipline at home. You're not going to touch my child.
They've literally taken away all the power a teacher has. The teachers have power.
I'm sorry, Troy, real quick. I was thinking about this the other day with that taser story where they couldn't wake the kid up. I started thinking about that after the show. And I was like, and the taser didn't have the cartridge in it. They just used the sound. But I was like, what's the alternative? The teacher would have gotten in trouble if they put their hand on the shoulder of the kid, if they shook the kid, if they slammed the table to try to wake the kid up. That would have turned into a national story, just like the taser being used.
Yeah.
Because you can't, You can't even put your arm on the kid's shoulder nowadays to shake him awake.
I went to Catholic school is for elementary school, and the teacher would carry the stick around. She would whack the desk. Like, whack your desk.
Yeah.
Sometimes your hand was there. Sometimes it wasn't.
Right.
But if you didn't move it in time, she was still whacking the desk to get you to pay attention. You know, I guess 5 days, if I had to choose between 5 day suspension or three licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
I'd probably lean towards the licks, man. I don't know. It's a tough one.
You're torn, Troy?
Yeah. Well, number one, you saying that you were surprised that the fans would be just like, wow, no, go after them, get them. What did you say in the article about the South?
Yeah. Oh, the South is the ones incorporating it.
Exactly, because it's common. I mean, I don't want to go back, nor do I want to say that I support it, but back in 2014 when Adrian Peterson got in trouble with the switch.
I wrote my genius article, they got blasted on national
headlines. Yeah, well, that was your doing with Keith Olbermann. But for me, when I heard that he was using a switch and everyone was like, oh, my God, I thought, yeah, he used a switch. My mamaw used to switch.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if... Yeah, my mamaw, God rest her soul. My mamaw used to switch. And people would definitely put a hand to me. But when it comes to a teacher, I'm different.
Yeah, how old's the kid? I want to know. Is like an 8-year-old? I wouldn't want my 8-year-old getting hit.
It doesn't matter. For me personally, no. I don't want any teacher touching my child.
Well, why was it fine for you to catch it, but you wouldn't be cool with a principal?
Because what I just said. It was my mamaw who did it. It was my mother who did it.
Did you ever get hit in school?
No.
I never had a paddle?
I got it twice. Oh, man. Mr. Murden and Mr. Pillins in Fairfield, Texas. Wow, those were the worst. They would actually, Mr. Pillins, when he would take a child out into the hall to paddle them, he would first go to Mr. Murden's door. You got to come watch this. Like, they would try to show each other up when they did it. And, of course, this was way back in the day. But, like, for me personally, I don't want a teacher doing that. I'm not saying I'm against it because I'll put a hand to my child if they do something really wrong on their butt. I don't want a teacher doing that.
For me, it depends on how old. Like, I wouldn't want my kids right now, but I'll tell you, I don't even like.
Your oldest son's old enough to get spanked.
Well, spanked, but not paddled.
What's the difference?
Oh, there's a huge difference. You're using a weapon.
No, using a weapon.
Yeah,
that's a huge. Like, I don't even let my parents discipline my kids. I'm like, stay away. It's not your job. Like, you don't tell them what to do. You don't discipline them.
Whoa.
You know what?
And I get mad at my parents.
That's the problem.
This is the Georgia School for Innovation in Augusta. They are reintroducing paddling, three licks for three screw-ups, or you can take a suspension up to 5 days.
So can we consult the experts on this for just a quick second? The American Psychological Association.
Because you got a son and your wife's a teacher.
Has written a number of articles on this exact subject. And what they have found, and many studies have shown, is that physical punishment, including spanking, hitting, and other means of causing pain, can lead to increased aggression, antisocial behavior, physical injury, and mental health problems in children. Despite those facts... Surveys show that 2/3 of Americans still approve of parents spanking their kids more often than not because they were spanked when they were children. And so we all reflect on our own childhood. We say, yeah, we turned out okay and I was spanked. So that must have worked, right? But in reality,
here comes the millennial.
It leads to kids being more physically abusive in their own lives. Those same kids that get hit on the butt are going to go out on in recess and hit your child when they have an argument about something. I understand, you know, and everybody's going to roll their eyes. I hate to be the Debbie Downer of the situation. I feel like a womp womp music should be playing underneath me because I can totally understand the thought process.
But you're also
right?
100% going to spank your child.
And I may.
Did you get hit in school?
When it's really bad. I never got hit in school, but I would get hit.
Was it there? They didn't have it. You were too young for it.
Nah, it was instigated by my own parents. And I never had a problem with it. And I don't have a problem with it coming from parents themselves. I don't think it should be overused. I don't have a problem with it coming from parents themselves. But what the psychological studies have found is that while the action of hitting the kid will correct the behavior in the interim because they're scared to get hit, going forward, it will reshape the way they think about how physical, you know, actions are taken in situations where you may not be liking something.
My mom texts.
Here comes Roy the hippie on the
I know, and yeah. I'm going to get killed for it. I know I'm going to get killed for it, but oh, someone's got to stand up and say it because
there's probably truth in that.
Because you know? We'll all
yeah,
sit around
like
and go.
A lot of psychological yeah. stuff, which look, I don't dismiss. I wanted to major in psychology. I was too stupid to do it. But
yep.
What about the future? What? Shut up. What about the future deterrent of if I do it? Not just the interim moment of, oh, I know not to do this now, but the next time I do this, I'm going to get whipped. Or I'm yeah. going to get. For me, I'm the only one in here that doesn't have kids that I know of. I would just have to know. It would be my trust level in the paddler.
Right.
Do I trust the principal? Do I trust the teacher? I'm not going to just blindly sign up for it. I'm going to go in for whatever parent-teacher conference, all that crap, and I'm going to be like, what's my gauge and trust and ask around? Is this person like a hothead? Is this person out of control?
Oh, okay.
Is this person capable of snapping? Because if they were, then I'm going to just go ahead and handle it at home. If I trust them, then like if it was Roy's wife, now she probably wouldn't do it. I'd be like, yeah, all day, every day. If they need to get paddled, go ahead and do it because I trust her.
Michelle.
Yeah. Mm. If it was Choppy's ex, yeah. I'd sign up for it.
And you would leave it up to one individual. It would be the principal's responsibility yeah. and only the principal's responsibility.
No six-man
paddler. To dole out
no,
that
no,
punishment.
No.
Yeah, it's not fair game for any teacher to want to run in and get a
list. This is a Days to Confuse. We got to go down a list.
Hey, by the way, before we get to Sean's text from his mother, let's talk to Mr. Ranger about this. Michael Young tweeted yesterday about it. This pisses me off to no end. Parents consenting to physical punishment for their children. If no consent, kid is subject to 5-day suspension. If you can't teach a kid through conversation, consistency, or emotional investment, then you have no business being an administrator.
Ooh.
Mike.
There you go, fan texters. Find him. Mikey,
Mr. Ranger,
Mikey Y, 626. You go ahead and tweet him out and tell him how stupid he is like you're telling me.
Call him soft.
Call him soft.
Mike.
Call him soft.
He's not soft, but his arm was.
Mike, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, are you telling me you never got paddled in school?
I love you, Mike.
Mike.
He may not have.
I'm with you, Mike.
He definitely did. He's older than we are. Or he's the same age.
He's the same age. I don't know, man. He was like in California.
Oh, that's different.
Out in California,
hippies,
man.
Soft hippies
I'm
now.
I'm gonna take away your sprouts,
man,
Mikey.
Choppy really going at Michael Young this morning, Mike. Shoot me a DM. You tell me you never got paddled, and RJ's little arm comment at you. All right, speaking of the Rangers, so keep texting us. That blew up. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing fan text.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.